For the first time since passing his landmark health care law, President Obama says he's willing to amend the measure to let states opt out of some of the requirements, including the mandate that people buy insurance. But the president told the National Governors Association meeting yesterday he would support this new bipartisan proposal only if it required states that opted out to find another way to expand coverage without driving up costs. Cheryl Gay Stolberg is covering the story for the New York Times. And Cheryl, this new bill from Republican Scott Brown of Massachusetts and Democrat Ron Wyden of Oregon, again, says that states should be able to opt out. But if states are then mandated to cover more people without increasing costs, how is that going to be different from the federal mandate?
Well, it's different in that the federal mandate requires that people buy insurance. And this, as you know, has become kind of a rallying cry for opponents of the bill who contend that the mandate is unconstitutional. They regard it as an example of overreaching by government. They do not believe the federal government should be in the business of requiring people to buy insurance. Now, the health care bill already has an opt-out provision. It already allows states to opt out in 2017, if they can come up with another way of expanding coverage while keeping costs down. You're exactly right. It doesn't change what the states are required to do. It just allows them to find a different way to do it if they can.
Well, and what would that be? It sounds as if you're saying it's somewhat a matter of wording. In other words, people wouldn't be required to buy coverage, but states would be required to expand coverage.
That's right. So, well, it could be extremely difficult, and many healthcare economists do think that it would be nearly impossible to expand coverage without a mandate. However, others say, well, let's let states give it a try. And, you know, in Vermont, the governor is actually experimenting or exploring single-payer option, a government-run health plan, and he would like to use a waiver to create that kind of system. Now, that is one way that you might be able to expand coverage while keeping down costs. Of course, that way is very objectionable to a lot of conservatives, and it never would have passed Congress. Now, some economists do say, well, look, states have always been innovative. If they can find some other way to do this without requiring people to buy insurance, let them try.
Well, and how did Republican governors react to the suggestion? Because in many cases, they don't want to amend health care. They want to get rid of it.
That's exactly right. Well, certainly the Republicans on Capitol Hill in Congress have vowed that they want to repeal the health care bill. And in fact, in the House, they've already voted to repeal it. Republican governors were kind of lukewarm about this. They have been pressing the Obama administration to allow them to reduce the Medicaid rolls, to ease eligibility for Medicaid because they're facing terrible budget crunches. The administration doesn't really want to do that, and the governors are saying that this plan on the broader health care bill really doesn't address the fundamental structural issues that they're having with the state budget.
And yet, we keep repeating that studies show from independent sources like the CBO, the Congressional Budget Office, that health care reform will ultimately save money. And I'm wondering, in that vein, how Democrats in Washington are reacting, given that it's the mandate that's supposed to pay for this.
Yeah, Democrats are concerned that relaxing the mandate could weaken the overall bill. The federal government will soon be issuing guidelines for states, regulations for what the requirements will be for obtaining these waivers. Once we know what those guidelines are, we'll see exactly how tough the federal government is going to be in sticking to the president's goal of making states meet the broad coverage requirements. As Max Baucus, the chairman of the Senate Finance Committee, said, he'll take a look at this, but he wants to make sure that Americans in all states have an opportunity, equal opportunity for health care coverage.
And Cheryl, what are the politics of this? Here's the president, you know, looking like he's willing to compromise.
Well, the president has political reasons for wanting to do this. He's facing re-election in 2012. A lot of people don't like his health care bill. Much better for him to look flexible on it than for him to look intransigent.
Cheryl Gay Stolberg of the New York Times on the president's suggestion that he be willing to back a measure that would let states opt out of some of the requirements of health care reform, including the mandate that people buy insurance, as long as they found another way to expand coverage. Cheryl, we'll continue to watch this. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.